Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Age of the Customer. Is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Chris Rogers, founder and CEO of Colorado SEO Pros. ColoradoSEOPros.com is the website, and he does what his name says. He helps you with your search engine optimization effort. Chris, thanks again for being here. We're talking about in the last segment, you talked about how SEO has changed. That was a great tour that you gave us, a great report. You also pointed out that the on-page SEO, one of the three types, is basically what we generate ourselves and organically, right? Our own content that we pretty much have control of. We know what it looks like. We know what our customers want, and we give them that. And you typically won't get into too much trouble with that. But then there are two others that you have to watch out for, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So off-page SEO and I would say technical SEO are kind of the two other segments. On-page SEO, like I said, at least creating content, you're not going to get in a lot of trouble. You know, you do need there's some pretty technical elements of on-page SEO in terms of keyword research and mapping that if you want to maximize that content, you definitely need some help, but you're less likely to get in a penalty. With off-page SEO, this is the segment of SEO that's synonymous with link building. It's the process of going out, finding a website out on the web that will link back to your website. Mm-hmm. Those links count as votes with Google and other search engines. They're looking at the number of links, the types of links, the credibility of those links,
right,
the relevance of those links. And that's definitely a segment that I would advise that if you're a business owner, you generally need to stay away from. If you have maybe an association or something that's related to your industry and they offer you a link, that could be a good thing.
So stay away from link backs?
Well, I would.
You wouldn't have said that 5 or 6 years ago, would you?
No, I wouldn't. And it's kind of like a little bit of information can be really dangerous, right? So if you're gonna go get links, don't try to be too sophisticated. I know that sounds crazy, but don't go in to start learning about link metrics and authority and all these things, and then start trying to leverage that. That's where you're going to get in trouble. But if you're just having, you know, relationships that you have in business or associations or things that make sense in terms of those websites linking to you, that's generally not going to get you in trouble.
Right.
But if you say, hey, I'm going to go out and I'm going to find all these sites and then I'm going to go pay for some links and I'm going to do this and that in a really more manipulative way, that's dangerous.
But if you can build community where people of who operate properly link back to you through that community, that's okay, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, again, any of the stuff in math.
I mean, I'm talking about organic link backs where people, but because of the community that you created, people want to be part of what you've got. You know, this is wholesome relationships here. Is there anything wrong with that?
No, I don't. I really don't think so. I mean, that's probably a more natural way to go about getting links or. You know, like doing a radio show, doing something around PR, you're naturally going to get some links. You're not doing it in a super scientific, manipulative way.
Everybody who's on my show gets a podcast that links back to us. I mean, that's as organic as it gets. That's as innocent and organic as it gets.
Sure, where it makes sense for someone to look at you because their audience would find your content useful, or vice versa. Those are really natural ways to be doing linking, and in general, if you're not doing this in math, it's a safer way to go about off-page SEO.
Right. What about technical?
And then the last segment would be technical SEO, right? And this is really, you know, Google and other search engines, they have bots that come and scan all these sites, spiders, as you mentioned, If your site has a lot of technical issues, things like broken links on the site itself, duplicate content, poor code to text ratio. So, you know, you go underneath the hood and look at the code on a site and it's put together in a poor way where, you know, it's basically got rubber bands and duct tape under there.
Right.
All of the way that your site is coded and all these little technical details can prevent Google from coming in and doing its job and ultimately encounter so many errors that it's going to appear as if your website's broken. So this is, again, this is a technical side where, you know, you're going to have at the very minimum a web developer involved,
right.
But really you need an SEO and you need a web developer working in tandem,
right,
to identify those issues.
Do you offer those tandem services?
Yeah, absolutely we do. I mean, that's the more technical side of,
right,
of what we do. If your site has those errors, bottom line is you may not be getting credit for the content that you already have today.
Right.
So the way that your site's coded is extremely important, and the way that you're implementing technical SEO can have a really big impact.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So last thoughts, 20 seconds. How would you leave us with your last thoughts?
You know, I would say a couple things. If you own a business and you're looking at evaluating SEO first, recognize that there's parts of this that you can do on your own, you know, mainly creating content that,
right,
is valuable for your customers. If you do need to hire an SEO, you need to recognize that these services are not cheap.
Yep.
This is not something that you want to outsource or spend a couple,
yep,
hundred dollars on.
Right.
Wait till you have the budget. Or do what you can on your own and
mobile,
you have an appropriate
one site. One last quick thought. Mobile is a big deal. Having a mobile site is a big deal for Google too, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got more mobile users today using Google Search than we do desktop.
Yep.
So it is critical that your site is responsive and optimized for mobile at the least.
Colorado SEO Pros. Chris Rogers, thanks for being on the show. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.